The Coffs Coast 186.3 Triple M. It's Moffy with you this morning, and more rain expected over the next couple of days. It's going to get warmer towards the weekend, but not too hot, which is not too bad. Smack bang in the middle of summer. Let's have a chat now to the Mayor of Coffs Harbour, Denise Knight. She's on the line. Denise, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Moffy. How are things in the studio?
Very good. Look, the rain actually was quite... I enjoyed it, in particular yesterday. It was just... It wasn't too heavy. It was just that nice little kind of almost dusting of rain.
Yeah, look, it was really... It does. It just freshens up the air because the day before was stinking hot.
Mm, yeah.
So, but yeah, no, I'm enjoying a bit of drizzle.
Now, 2021, we're here now, we're moving forward, and we've got some good news. I want to talk to you about the Chev. Tell us about this.
The Chev. Love it, don't you? Coffs Harbour Entertainment Venue. So, look, we've been doing a lot of work in the background on this. We know that Coffs Harbour has been screaming out for an indoor entertainment venue. So a couple of years ago, we had a team come up from Sydney and do some consulting for us to tell us what we want, what we need, and how we can go about it.
Mm-hmm.
An entertainment venue is included in the city centre master plan, and the results of what they came back with was we're looking at between 600 and 1,000 seats for an indoor venue. They're also saying that it should be in the city centre. So these are, you know, results from this study, which we were really keen to get. But we've also approved another $200,000 to get another study done, which will tell us what type of facility it will be, where it will be located, how much it will cost, and the best time to start doing this. So we'll get the results of that probably in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it's been a tough year. It's hard to get people up here during COVID to really scope out. But this is really exciting for Coffs. It's been a long time coming. And we were looking at this some years ago when we were looking at the art gallery, library, museum, etc., and decided to separate the two. One would be the entertainment venue,
mm-hmm.
one would be the art gallery, library, etc. And it's actually working out beautifully. So now that we've got the cultural civic space sort of in place, having the development application approved, we can now move out and start doing some serious scoping on the Chev.
Obviously, the cultural civic space, you've got the function rooms sort of aspect of that as well. You'll have that. We've got the news in the last week or so about developments for CEX with living in the CBD there. That whole precinct there is going to, over the next few years, really grow ahead. And the same as well down at the jetty with the development there too, where it's not too big a development, but it's stuff to move Coffs Harbour to the next stage.
Oh, absolutely, Moffy. I mean, this is great for Coffs. And, of course, you know, they're looking at the foreshores, the jetty streetscape, the infrastructure, the CEX. Gowings are looking at putting a hotel there, the whole development down at Enterprise Park. Coffs is on the move, and we need to take the community with us. So, you know, we have made errors in the past by perhaps not communicating as well as we could with our marketing, but because we're aware of it, we're going to try and improve that so that everybody is aware of what we're doing. But look, this is really exciting. Coffs Harbour Entertainment Venue, we're scoping it out. We're looking at how we can get this up and running, but we really do need to do our homework on it first.
Yeah. Well, Denise, I look forward to looking at the progress of this. And, of course, it's, as you said, in that master plan, which has got pretty much everything that's happening around the place.
Yeah, look, this is great. But, you know, hopefully this year, 2021, is going to be better than 2020. I was listening to Pat Conaghan yesterday on your program about the vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Pat is a wealth of information about what's happening federally, and I thought he spoke really well.
Yeah, no, and you know, that's going to be another thing that's, once we, I think, get those vaccines rolled out, and like he said, it's people's choice. They're not going to be forced into anything, but I think it's a good step forward.
Absolutely. So, look, Moffy, we've had our break. New Year's in January. But, look, let's hope for a better year.
Exactly right. Denise, have a great week, and let's go for 2021.
Thanks, Moffy. Have a wonderful rest of the week and goodbye the beautiful Coffs Coast.
Coffs Harbour's Mayor Denise Knight with us this morning. It's the Coffs Coast 106.3 Triple M. And if you want to check out that master plan and all the info as well, just go to the Coffs Harbour City Council website and you'll find it all there.